Hi, I'm Jeremy Walker, a D-Martini Method facilitator and hypnotherapist in Brisbane, Queensland. Today I'm going to share with you how the D-Martini Method can help you with insomnia, and specifically, how the D-Martini Method can help you with mental overwhelm. Many of the people I see who have sleep problems cite anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts as being their biggest challenge in getting to sleep or staying asleep at night. So, how the D-Martini method can help you in reversing insomnia and reducing mental overwhelm is to really look at the content about what is actually going on for you. So, as an example, if you had excess anxiety, were you worried about a job interview that you've got coming up tomorrow or going to the dentist? Are you worried about how you're going to be feeling the next day? Are you worried about are you going to be running late? Is it going to be painful? Are you going to have the scary job interviewer or the scary dentist again? Or whatever that might be in relation to your anxiety. So we look at the content very specifically and make sure we actually have a realistic plan to deal with what's going on in a way that makes sense and something that will actually work. I love the idea that a negative thought and a negative emotion comes up for a purpose. We don't want to necessarily get rid of a negative thought and emotion, but to actually pay attention to it. And by paying attention to the content or what is behind the thought or emotion, we can actually set about coming up with a real plan to deal with stuff, rather than using techniques, rather than using emotional clearing patterns, actually deal with the emotion and the content behind that to help to resolve it in a way that actually works every time. As an example for myself, in January and February this year, I had a lot of financial stress. I was planning a holiday, had business expenses, had lifestyle expenses, and the stress and anxiety was related to not having enough money to pay for all of those things or having to be late in paying some of those people back. So, what would we do when using the method in this situation? We'd go about setting out a plan to make sure those things are taken care of. So it's very much solution-based, very much perception-based. And when we have a good enough plan to deal with anxiety and to deal with stress, it doesn't tend to be there anymore. So think about where you have the most stress in your life. Is that where you're lacking the most planning or having the right strategies in place right now? Now, is that stress and anxiety in your life related to your health or related to your family? Or related to the raising of your children, or household expenses, or whatever that might be for yourself. We need to go about and actually look at what's actually going on behind the thoughts and emotions, and getting a really good plan to make sure those things are taken care of. So I encourage you to look into the D-Martini method a little bit more for yourself and see if it would be something that may be able to make an improvement for your life. I certainly know it has both for myself and for the clients that I see. So that's all from me today. Go about and yeah, have a look into the D-Martini method and have a great day.